We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Chof Aleph, which is page 60. Kedos malasos b'tzitzis shenifsiku u'betalisos yishonim. What to do with tzitzis when they rip off the garment or with the old talisim. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, chutei tzitzis shenifsiku yochol lezarkon la'ashba. So the Mechaber paskins very simply that the strings of tzitzis that rip off the garment, you are allowed to throw them in the garbage. So that's the Mechaber paskins, you're allowed to throw them out. Umipnei shehi mitzvah she'ein begufa kedusha. Says the Mechaber, the reason why you're allowed to throw it out into the garbage is because the tzitzis are a mitzvah that does not have, the goof of the mitzvah does not have kedusha. Aval kol zman sheim kavuim batalas, but so long that the strings are attached to the talus, usur lishtamish behem, it's usur to use them. Kigon likshor behem shum dovar v'keyotzei bazem mishum bizui mitzvah. It would be usur to use the strings for tying things for any other use but the mitzvah, because that's a disgrace to the mitzvah. So again, the Mechaber paskins, if one's a Sfardi, it's very simple. It gets a little more confusing with the Ramah. But the Mechaber paskins very, very simply that if the strings get ripped off the talus, you can throw them in the garbage. And when the strings are attached to the talus, so you're not allowed to use them for anything other than for the mitzvah, because that would be a bizui to the mitzvah. Says the Ramah, V'yesh omrim di'af l'achar shenifsiku ein linog behen minag bizoyon lezorkon b'mekom meguna. So some say, even after the tzitzis rip off the garment, you should not be noag with them any kind of bizayon dikim minog, to throw them in a disgraceful place, but it still does not need to be buried. So he goes a little one step more machmir. Don't just throw it into the garbage, don't throw it in a bizayon dikim way, but on the other hand, it does not need to be buried. And then the Ramah says further, V'yesh medaktikin legonzon. And some are medaktik that they actually bury the tzitzis. V'amachmir u'medaktik b'mitzvos tovol of bracha. One who is machmir and careful about mitzvos, a bracha will come upon him. So let's see the Mishabura, and then we'll see some notes as well. So the Mishabura says in Sifkaton Aleph, chutei tzitzis, v'hu adin l'chol tashmishei mitzvah. These halachas that we're discussing over here, although we're in Hilchos Tzitzis, the same din would apply to any tashmishei mitzvah. Kigon sukkah, the lulav, the shofar, v'chol kiagavna, any of these mitzvahs, the schach, the lulav, the shofar. La'achar shenizbalu ve'enam omdim olu mitzvasan. After they are worn out, and they are no longer standing to be done for the mitzvah, like the tzitzis, the strings rip off, they're no longer ready for the mitzvah. So too, once Rosh Hashanah is done, and you're not going to use that shofar anymore, or sukkah is done, and you're not going to use that schach anymore, so these dinim will apply. Shenifsaku sivkotan beis, o shehitiron mehatalus. It doesn't have to be that it ripped off. It could be that you took it off of the talus. V'hu adin mikodem sha'ason babeged. Or it could even be the tzitzis that you prepared for the mitzvah before you put it on the garment. The hazman alav milsihi. Just preparing it for the mitzvah is nothing. It does not give it any kind of restriction before it was actually used for the mitzvah. So whether the strings ripped off, you took them off, or before you put them on, all will follow these rules that the Mechaber paskin, you could throw them into the ashva, into the garbage. Sifkaton gimel aval aser lasos behem tashmish meguna. So although the Mechaber says you're allowed to throw it in the garbage, but you should not use it for any kind of disgraceful use. De lo gora tzitzis mitalis lekamon besebez, because the strings of the tzitzis are no more lenient than the beged that we'll discuss in sebez, that you can't use a tashmish that's meguna. So to over here, even though you're allowed to throw them out, but you should not use it for any kind of disgraceful use. Fine. But then the Mechaber said, but so long that the tzitzis are attached to the garment, you can't use them. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Dalad, afilu im ein lovush ato be'atalus. Even if you're not wearing the talus now, just the strings are attached to the garment, even if you're not wearing it, you should not use the strings for anything else. Vafilu balayla, even if it is at night. So it's not only that you're not wearing it, it's not even the zman of the mitzvah. Kevan shu omei lelevisha velotzeis ba'atzitzis yidei mitzvah tzitzis. Since this garment with the tzitzis on is omei and ready for the mitzvah of tzitzis, you can't use it for anything else. V'chein shofar nami afilu la'achar Rosh Hashanah, and so too by using a shofar after Rosh Hashanah, v'chein lulav yoshan, and so too using an old lulav im omdim adayin l'mitzvah l'shana haba, if they're ready for use for the next year, they're going to be used again as the mitzvah. Aser l'hishtamish behem mishum bizui mitzvah. It's aser to use all these things, the shofar, the lulav, the tzitzis, it's aser to use all of them if they are omed in the future for the mitzvah. It's aser to use it for any other reason, because that would be a bizui mitzvah. The ayin b'bir halacha, and look in the bir halacha. And I would like to look in the bir halacha now. So if you look in the Bi'alacha, just to summarize what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, because we'll see the other side, the Mishnah Berurah just said, even though the Mechaber said that so long that the strings are on the garment, you can't use the strings for anything else. But the Mishnah Berurah adds on to that and says, even if you're not wearing the garment, even if it's at night, even if you're waiting to use it the next time, but it's only to be used, and so to a shofar, if it's only to be used next year, or the lulav is only to be used, however that would be, for next year, so then you can't use it, even though now it's not the zman of the mitzvah. So says the Bi'alacha, I am b'shabura v'hu me'abach. This stringency is that of the bachs. Ve'viyu dvarav ha'olos tamen ve'el yirabu v'hiskim lampirim v'godim gamkin. So many poskim agree with the bach. D'lo kehataz. The Bach is unlike the Taz, Shekosov de Lakuli Alma Modim Bazed Shari. The Taz argues and says that according to everyone, this would be mutter. When it's not the time of the mitzvah, it would be mutter to use the strings if it's nighttime or you're not wearing it. The Ayin Lakamon Besimitofre Shlamuches, Besivkotan Beis, the Mogen Avram, Bemashekosov Leinian Sukkah Benuya Mishana Lashana. Look what the Mogen Avram writes about a Sukkah that you leave up from year to year. The mashma midvarav sham the bechol hashana, the whole year afilu kishegia chag asukos, even up to Sukkos, kol zman shlo yoshav ba, so long that you didn't sit in it for the mitzvah the following year, ein alea rak shem hazmana ba'alma, it only has upon it a shame of hazmana ba'alma, which we just said hazmana is lav milsi, and therefore you could use it for other things. Umuchach bepshitus the svir lake esvaras hataz, and it's very clear that the Magen Avraham is going with the Taz. The hu mutter l'shtamish ba adayin ve'ein bazem mishum bizvi mitzvah v'lo kabach. So you see already the Taz and the Magen Avraham hold not like the Bach that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and they're more lenient that if it's the Magen Avraham's case is the sukkah, you could use it the whole year for other things until you actually sit in it and use it again for the mitzvah. And therefore he's pointing out that this stringency the Mishnah Berurah brought down is on the Bach. The Taz argues and says all these cases are mutter, and the Magen Avraham argues as well and brings down the case of sukkah. But if you skip down four lines, he says a very interesting thing. Va'od efshar lomar, it's also possible to say the svaras ha-Magen Avraham l'chalik bein tzitzis, that the svar of the Magen Avraham is to be mechalik between tzitzis, to b'chol yom hi omedes l'kayim bo ha-mitzvah. In other words, it could be the Magen Avraham who says his halacha by sukkah does not mean to say it by tzitzis as well. Maybe there's a chiluk between tzitzis that he agrees with the Bach to be machmir, and sukkah he says differently. Why? Because tzitzis, every day, it's omer to be mekayim the mitzvah. Al kein afilu be'esha poshta mi'alav. So therefore, even when the tzitzis are off you, adayim lo nisbatal ha-mitzvah min ha-beged, the beged is still shat to the mitzvah, because very soon you can do the mitzvah again. The longest it would be tomorrow. Masha'en came by the sukkah itself, after the 7 days of sukkahs, the nisbatel mitzvasa mimenu ad l'shana haba. There's no way possible to use this mitzvah till the next year. Al kain after daitu aleh, therefore even if your mind is on it for next year, ein aleh rak shem hazmana ba'alma. There we say it just hazmana ba'alma and you can use the sukkah. Ulefiza al koponim belula v'shofar al korchach to yiflog ha-Magen Avraham gam kein abach. According to this understanding that we're saying, that it's dafka, a leniency, that which the Magen Avraham is lenient like the Taz, it's not in all cases. It's dafka going to be in a case where you're not going to use it until the next year, like sukkah, like lulav, like shofar, but not tzitzis. So it could be the Bir Halacha says that Magen Avraham really would agree to the Bach, who says this halacha specifically by tzitzis, he would agree with the Bach, possibly by tzitzis, that it would be usser. Because there's a difference between stopping the mitzvah now for another year, in which case then we say the mitzvah's done, and it's only hazmana for the next year, and hazmana lav milsi, you could use it. Mashenkin tzitzis, when the moment you take it off, it's ready for the next use already right away, because the mitzvah's shayach again the next day, or possibly that day, and therefore there it could be that the Magen Avraham would agree with the Bach. That's just an interesting point that the Bir Halacha points out. Yes, that's all we're talking about over here. That's what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, if the tzitzis are removed from the talus, you can throw them in the garbage. If they're still attached to the talus, you can't use it. That's what we're discussing right now. The tzitzis, while they are attached to the garment, that you can't use it.
And if it's removed from the talus, he means that they became pasul, or that just...
even if they didn't become pasul. Correct. So says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we have to sifkaton hey, that's going on that which the Mechaber said, but so long that the strings are kavua in the talus, it's usher to use them. U'betzitzis lo mahani tnai ba'omer eini bodol mehen. And when it comes to tzitzis, you can't make a condition when you're making your tzitzis that I'm not going to remove myself from the tzitzis, I'm allowed to use it. He's referencing over here the halacha that we have by noy sukkah, by the decorations of the sukkah, that you can make a tnai before sukkahs that I'm not separating myself from the decorations, I'm not making them muktzah, and then you would be allowed to benefit from the decorations on sukkahs. But he's saying here by tzitzis that would not work. Mishum de bizui mitzvahu. Here it would be a bizui mitzvah. Why? The tzitzis al korchach behachreach l'shem mitzvah osa. Because by the noy sukkah, you could say, oh, because he's not designated really as a mitzvah, he could make a t'nai because it's not be'etzem being used as a mitzvah. Mashenkit over here, it's really being used as a mitzvah. The mevarach aleihem l'satif. You're making a bracha on this garment, so you can't, on the one hand, make a bracha of tzitzis on the garment, and on the other hand, make a t'nai that I'm not separating myself from the mitzvah, because you're already designating it as the mitzvah and making a bracha on it, and therefore that t'nai that works by decorations of the sukkah would not work by the tzitzis, and therefore, so long as the tzitzis are on the garment and it's only to be a baggage of tzitzis, you cannot use the strings for other things. Then the Ramah brought down stringency number one, that those who say that after the strings were ripped off, you should be not be knowing with them, minog bizayon, says the Mishavura in Sivkatan Vav, the chain b'schach ha-sukkah v'lulav v'shofar. So too, by these other mitzvahs, the schach, the lulav, and the shofar, la'achar shenizbatlu mitzvasan ein lezorkan la'ashva. So too, according to the Ramah, when these mitzvahs are done, they're finished from being used as a mitzvah, you should not throw them in the garbage. V'chol ki'agavna dover she'enu kavod l'mitzvah she'avra. Or any other use that would not be bekavodik for a mitzvah that was used with this item. V'kaz al ha'prim egadim d'nochon shelo la'asos tashmish maguna afilu bedafnos ha'sukkah. He says not only the schach, even the defanos, and that's a machlokas we had in Hilchos Sukkah, whether they have the kedusha or not, but he's saying that the prim egadim is machmir not to do anything with the bizayon, with the walls of the sukkah as well. And therefore we said, you shouldn't throw it into a makom magunas, of katan zayin. Ratzalomer biyadayim aser lezarkan la'ashba. This is very important, Mishabura. The Ramah is just saying it's aser to throw it with your hands into the garbage. Ach im mitoch shelo genaza nizriku memela. But if just the fact that you didn't bury them, you know, you left them on the floor before the cleaning lady came, you left them on the floor, and she sweeps them up, ein lochush lezeh, you don't have to worry about that. You can't go yourself and throw them in the garbage. But if you leave them on the table and the janitor comes up from the shul and picks it up and throws it in the garbage, that you don't have to worry about it. But you can't go actively and put it in the garbage. And then we brought down the last chumrah of the Ramah is there are those who are medatei taka to bury them. And look what the Mishavruah says in Sivkatan Ches, Kosov Maharil Dioniach HaTzitzis B'soch HaSefer L'Simen, that you should actually put the tzitzis inside a sefer, a tzitzis that rips, put in a sefer and use it as a marker. O lasos behem shum mitzvah. Try to use it for another mitzvah. The whole v'yisavid behu mitzvah chado yisavid behu achrita. Because since it was used for one mitzvah, it's good to use it for another mitzvah. That is a very important note over here. If you look at note number 6, he writes this idea. Because sometimes you open a sefer in yeshiva, you see tzitzis there. He writes, "Dafka beofen kein zeh." That which you say, put it in a sefer, is dafka the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. Shemala osan atashmish mitzvah. That you're actually using it for a mitzvah to keep your place in a sefer. Ach ha-meniach es atzitzis ba-sefer l'shem geniza. Someone who, instead of burying it, he just sticks it into a sefer, not for a marker, just tam, he throws it into a sefer. Kosav amoru k'tzia shehu dover shtus. It's narishkeit. The usher lasos kain. It's usher just to put tzitzis into a sefer. Lefisha oseh a sefer kemishamish ledavar hanizrak. Because you're making the sefer now as a use. It's a garbage dump. You're using your sefer as a garbage dump. That which the Mishnah Berurah says to use it for a sefer is to use it for a sefer, which means to use it as a place mark, as a bookmark, not just to throw a random tzitzis into a sefer. He says that the Murkzia says that would be inappropriate. That would be usher. So that's important to know. So it comes out, bottom line, according to the Mechaber, so it sounds like for Sfardim, it's very simple. Strings rip off your tzitzis, you can throw them in the garbage. According to Ashkenazim, so it seems that one should not throw it directly into the garbage, but you don't have to bury it. So we saw you could leave it around, someone else could throw it out. I discussed it with Rabbi Cohen this morning. He said probably that the halach is also that we could throw it also out, but not in a magunadik way, not in a bizonadik way. Don't like pour out your children, throw a tzitzis on it. But if you wrap the tzitzis and put it, you know, in the garbage that way, wrapped up, he felt that would be okay also. And even when the Ramah says in the most machmir shita with some amadatik to bury it, that you see already on that, the Mishnah Berurah says you could also use it as a place mark. So you see there are different levels of stringency. The most machmir would be to use it as a place mark or possibly to bury it, but there would be what to rely on, even for Ashkenazim, to put it away in a nice way and even to put it in the garbage if it's not a derech bizayon. What other mitzvah? Oh, that's interesting. Maybe you could tie your schach together with it. I don't know. Choose your own mitzvah. Yeah, that would also be good because we bring that down. That's a very good idea. But we use the lulav, and the extra aravos to make the fire to help bake the matzah to burn the chametz. So you could use it for that. That's using it for a mitzvah. Also, they bring that the same lashon that since one mitzvah was done with it, use it for another mitzvah. Some people make a mistake though. Many people you hear them on Pesach, erev Pesach, when they're burning the chametz, they say, "Oh, we forgot to burn the lulavim." The idea is not to burn the lulavim. The idea is to use the lulav to make the fire to burn the chametz. You're not burning the lulav be'etzim. You're using that as firewood to help do another mitzvah. So it could be, Alex is correct, Bukhari could use the strings of the tzitzis also to help get the fire going to burn your chametz or to bake your matzah.
So I'm not adding on to the mechaber.
He's being more machmer than the mechaber. Because the mechaber said, Yochol lezorkon la'ashba. What? No, he's understanding that. He's saying that that's maguna. Throwing it in the garbage is maguna.
Like
Rabbi Cohen's saying that Lefi the Ramah, he's in the court of the Mechaber, just total garbage. You don't have to look.
No,
the Mechaber says, that Yochel is Zarkon Ashba. He's not Mechalik, you throw it in the garbage. That's what he says.
What about burning Safari?
You can't use a Tashmish maguna, he says, right? But throwing it out, he didn't seem to be Mechalik.
Even if it's maguna, the garbage.
He doesn't say not. He says don't use it in a bizarre way, but he didn't say when you throw it out to not unless there's no room to be mechalik that way.
They're not very far off.
I know, but the Ramah, what's the Ramah adding on then? The Ramah is adding on the Yesh Omrim, the Afl Achash Nisku, Ein Lino Be'Amino Bizarin, Lizarkon B'Mokom Maguna. Don't throw it in the Mokom Maguna. He's already telling you, be more careful how you throw it out. The Mechaber wasn't mechalik, just throw it in the Ashba. Comes the Ramah and says, no, don't throw it in a Mokom Maguna. So the question is, the Mokom Maguna means, what does that mean? So Rabbi Cohen is saying that it could be that even Lefi the Ramah, you could throw it in the garbage also, but just not be more careful how you do it.
What about burning a sefer? Let's say an old sefer. Since
I don't know.
Since it's very questionable the burying, the process of burying, and there has been so many scandals.
I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know the answer. Right there. I don't know. Halacha Beis. Taliso shel mitzvah shabalu. Now halacha Aleph, we were talking about the strings that rip off, and now we're talking about the garment, the talus. So taliso shel mitzvah shabalu. So the garment of the mitzvah that got worn out. Odom bodel atzmo mehen ve'enu mutter lekaneach atzmo behen. The person should remove himself from it, and he should not use it to wipe himself. And he shouldn't designate it after it was used as a mitzvah for any kind of use that is maguna. And this was the mechaber that the Mishaburu was referring to before, that even though you could throw the tzitzis in the garbage, but don't use it for any tashmish maguna, because the tzitzis strings are no worse than the talus garment, which was saying over here, you shouldn't designate it for a tashmish maguna. Ella zorkun v'hem kolim. Rather, you should throw them out, and they should get destroyed on their own. But you shouldn't do any kind of tashmish maguna. So we'll see some interesting things here in the Mishnah Berurah and a couple of interesting notes. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Tes. So we're talking about a garment that was balu. I am the primigodim shekasov the talus shel mitzvah shenitzaku tzitziosav lo yasa mimenu michnasayim. A garment, a talus of mitzvah that the tzitzis ripped off, don't make out of this talus pants. Dehu b'chlal tashmish maguna, that would be considered tashmish maguna, taking a talus and making it into a pair of pants. Vafilu mitalas katan aser, and even from a talas katan, nicking at the pants, that's already a davar maguna. You shouldn't do that. Sifkatan yud, it's eino mutter lekaneil bem. Kain tzarach lomar lekaneach yud aleph rotz lomar afilu lekaneach hatit mal ragel. This is not only talking about being mekaneach in the beis hakisei, but even mekaneach some kind of dirt that's on the bottom of your feet. Don't use your talus that's worn out to wipe off the dirt off your feet, and don't use it for any other tashmish hamaguna. Sifkatan yud beis. But to use it for a non-maguna dika thing, that would be permissible. You just shouldn't use the worn-out garment for selling maguna. If it's not maguna, if it's not disgraceful, then you could use it. That's all talking about where the garment has the strings removed. But what about when the garment has the strings still on? So we said in Halacha Aleph that when the strings are still on the talus, you can't use the strings for any other use. But what about when the strings are on the talus? Can you use the talus for another use? So that's what he addresses over here. That's a machlokas. Uba'oda tzitzis alov. So long that the strings are still attached to the garment, im rashai lehishtamesh ba'talash tashmish she'enu maguna, if you're allowed to use the garment part, the talus part, for a use that's not disgraceful, das ha'olas tamid deshari. The olas tamid says mutter. Even though the strings are aser to be used for something else while they're attached to the garment, but the garment could be used for something else as long as it's not a tashmish maguna. The dafka b'tzitzis osra mechaber b'sif alef. Right, the tzitzis is a higher madrega, because that's the actual mitzvah itself, is the strings. And therefore, the strings should not be used, according to the Olas Talmud, but the garment could be used for another use while the strings are still attached, if it's not a tashmish maguna. However, ula taz aser, but according to Taz, he says, the din of the garment is just like the strings, so long as they're attached together, you can't use either one, even for a tashmish she'en maguna. The chen hiskema primigadim, and so too agrees the primigadim that it's aser. The kosov, and then he writes, the talus shel tfila ha miyuchu lakach, a four-cornered garment that's used for davening, meaning what we call a talus as opposed to a pair of tzitzis. Chomer hatalus kamo hatzitzis. There he says that the garment is as chomer as the talus. Aval talus katan pshita d'shari l'chol tashmish she'enu maguna. So he says, no, when it comes to a talus, there it's pasha that the talus, you should be machmer like the tzitzis. Just like when the tzitzis are attached to the talus, you shouldn't use the tzitzis for any other use, even if it's not maguna. So the talus gadol, you shouldn't use when the strings are attached for any kind of use, even if it's not maguna. But tzitzis, right, talus katan, if it has the strings on, he says that would be mutter to use for any use as long as it's not maguna. Afilu b'ora tzitzis alav, even if the strings are still on it. Daha levush hedyo too, because it's a regular garment. V'rashai lishka bo b'layla kibesamach, and you're allowed to sleep in it, and you can do a lot of things in it, go to the bathroom as we'll see, and therefore, the talus katan you can use. So the prima gadis machab, you know, talus gadol, talus katan, getting involved in this machlokas. Again, we had a machlokas. If you can, for sure, we passed them before, you can't use the strings for any other use while they're attached to the garment. We had a machlokas, you could use the garment when it's attached to the strings for other uses. That was a machlokas. But the Prima Gadam says that there's a chiluk. When it comes to a talus gadol, you shouldn't use it, just like you shouldn't use the strings. When it comes to a talus katan, then you can use it. So let's see an interesting note over here, note number 7. Ulanagiv ez ze'oso b'talus katan. This is going on that which the Prima Gadam said, that you can use the talus katan for a non-magunadic use. You could use your tzitzis garment while the strings are attached for a non-magunadic use. What about wiping your sweat? It's a hot day. You want to wipe your sweat with your garment of your talus katan. The Chazon Ish says it's mutter. You can wipe your sweat with it. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, shezeh b'chlal tashmish she'ena maguna. The Chazon Ish is obviously telling us that wiping your sweat is not considered a tashmish she'ena maguna. And then he writes, ule'inyan nikui ha'mishkafayim talus katan. Can you clean off your glasses with your tzitzis, your talus katan, you're allowed to clean off your glasses. So Rav Yoshev says shemutter, kevan shederach b'nei adam lasos kein gam bebeged chashev. People will clean off their glasses with a beged chashev, and therefore it's not a tashmish maguna, and you can wipe off your glasses with a talus katan. Ubesefer nefesh David huva shehaaderes haya menakem mishkafa betaliso bezman hatfila v'alimud. He would clean off his glasses with his talus. Sounds like a talus gadol, because it was bezman ha'tfilah v'alimud, it sounds like it was a talus gadol. However, on the other hand, me'idach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is machmir, he says it's asur l'nakas mishkafayim, be'im talus gadol, be'im talus katan. So he says it's asur always, whether it's a talus gadol or talus katan, you can't clean off your glasses with it. So obviously Rav Yoshev holds it's not a tashmish maguna, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it is a tashmish maguna.
Didn't we see a day in the place about wearing the beged directly on your body?
Yes. Well, yes, I was wondering, I was thinking the same thing. But we saw actually in the Mishavur discussed the strings then not being inside your pants, so touching your body, because it touches the Zeya, right? And that was a problem. And then we saw in the postgame, in some of the notes, we saw also that some say the beged also shouldn't be directly on your skin. You should have an undershirt underneath it for that reason. Yeah, but maybe
it was...
That's
miyuchin for that. That we said that in that note.
That what?
It's a beged that's made for Zeya.
You're making it a beged, miyuchin of the Zeya. Mashaking over here, it's a one-time thing. It happens to be 100 degrees, so you're wiping your sweat. Okay.
I would say like a complete point for care from that. I would say that if you're wearing on your beged, you're not the chalal trying to get wipe your zayah. Just stop walking around out there.
Yeah. I hear both ways.
Sweat. That's what it's there for.
Right, but David says it's not nicker that you're doing it for that. You're just wearing it. Happens to be you're getting sweaty. Yeah, I hear both sides. David's saying that it's not nicker that you're doing it for sweat, but you're wiping your face with it, so you're clearly using it to wipe your sweat. If it's your undershirt, it's your undershirt. And Yechiel's saying, no, wearing it as an undershirt is wearing it be'etzim as a beged shel zeya. That's more of a bizayon. I hear.
We should write the notes.
What's the issue? The kavod to the beged? What's the issue?
Yeah, it's a beged that's used for a mitzvah. So how machmer it to be, and what uses that you're gonna do with it?
But if everybody agrees to that, it's mutar to put it in the garbage. So putting it in the garbage is not
No, it's not. Apparently, it's not. Putting it in the garbage is not as bad as using it in a bizarre way. That's clear. Because the Mechaber started off and said the chutei tzitzis, you can throw it in the garbage, and then we discussed limitations on what you do with the strings. And here also, we'll see right now. Look at the next line in the Mishavur, the last Mishavur that we'll see today. Sifkaton Yud Gimel, he writes, Zarkon, right? We ended up the Mechaber and we said that you can't use it. The Mechaber says it. This talus that got worn out. So the Mechaber says you can't use it lekaneach atzmo velo liyachet osam atashmish maguna ela zorkun vehem kalim, but you could throw it out. Zok the Mishavur Sifkaton Yud Gimel wrote Salomar la'ashva, you can throw it in the garbage. Vafila yesh omrim hanal de oser betzitzis gufa. And even the yesh omrim that we had above in the Ramah that says you shouldn't throw tzitzis in the garbage, mashma de moda bazeh. Since he doesn't argue with us, mashma he agrees. So even though above, when it came to the strings, it was a machlokas, the machaber said you could throw it in the garbage, the Ramah seems to be a machma, you shouldn't throw it in the garbage, but no one argues over here, and it seems that the garment that gets worn out, the garment could be thrown in the garbage. So you see clearly it's not true. Throwing it in the garbage is clearly not as bad as using it in the magunadik way. Using it in a disgraceful way is a disgrace. Throwing it out, so you're done with it, you're throwing it out. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that's what we're saying over here. And we will stop here, and Amit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow night.